The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Sydney Riley, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Beach Booster Media Group was delighted to sponsor the inaugural Battle of the Sands competition held on June the 17th at Beach Area 1 during the Wasaga Beach Waterfront Festival, presented by the Georgian Triangle Music Festival and the Town of Wasaga Beach. Joining me on the show is our very own Wasaga Beach third place winner of the singer-songwriter category, Sydney Riley. Sydney mixed great interpretations of hit songs as well as performed her own vocal music style at the competition and caught the attention of the judges as one to watch closely. Sydney got her start at the youth stage of the Georgian Triangle Music Festival and has since progressed in performing to local events in the region. Her music genre is a mix between folk, pop, with roots in rock. She's known for her classic rock covers such as Ramble On by Led Zeppelin as well as Somebody to Love by Queen. Sydney is scheduled to perform in Midland at the Hidden Agenda Cafe on September the 1st, where proceeds from the venue is going to both Sistema Huronia Music Academy and OSPCA Midland District Animal Center. Sydney will share her music along with two of her songs. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hey, let's paint the town blues with the Wasaga Beach Blues Festival, September 15th to the 17th, and it all kicks off with the Boogie Woogie Bash with the renowned Cameo Blues Band. Don't forget Shakura Saide headlining on Saturday. We have a junior jam, a harmonica workshop, a blues guitar workshop with James Anthony, as well as Michael Pickett, Larry Kurtz and the Lawbreakers, and Paul James. It's all here at the Wasaga Beach Blues Festival, September 15th to 17th. Find out more information at wasagabeachblues.com, and let's paint the town blues.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Georgian Triangle Music Festival and the town of Wasaga Beach presented the inaugural Battle of the Sands competition on June the 17th. Four singer-songwriters and four bands delivered amazing performances at Beach Area 1 during the Wasaga Beach Waterfront Festival. Beach Booster Media Group was delighted to be one of the sponsors. Joining me in the studio is our very own Wasaga Beach third place winner of the singer-songwriter category, Sydney Riley. Congratulations and welcome to Beach Corner.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So were you pleased with your performance that day?
Oh yeah, it was really fun to do. There were a lot of people on the beach that day, so it was fun to see everyone sort of turn their heads when we started playing.
And according to the judges, you're one to keep an eye on. How do you feel about that comment?
Feels pretty good. You know, I'm always trying to find new opportunities to sing in different venues for sure. So it's good to that I'm getting positive reviews.
And did you take any singing lessons?
Yeah, I just started taking singing lessons in February. It's like I've been singing since, grade 9, I believe. So about 7 years-ish. So yeah, it's been a while, but I'm finally starting to get vocal lessons, so I'll hopefully improve even more.
Cool. So you've been keeping a busy schedule these past few months, according to your Facebook page here. What made you decide to pursue a career as a singer-songwriter?
I think it's just something that I really love to do. It's what I did in my spare time a lot of the time during my high school years, and I went to a camp at, I think, in grade 11, and it changed my life, Camp IMC. The leader of the songwriting department there, he really believed in me, Rob Lamoth. He's a great guy, and he helped me record some of my songs that I wanted to do, and ever since then, I've sort of been pursuing it.
So describe your music style.
It's a little bit of folk, it's a little bit of rock, and some pop influences, too. I always like to make it a little catchy in the chorus, but with more folky lyrics and little hidden meanings, so... Yeah.
And apart from writing your own songs, tell us about your classic rock cover tunes.
Yeah, everybody loves my Ramble On cover for sure for Led Zeppelin, and Summer to Love by Queen is always a really good crowd pleaser for sure.
And where do you find your inspirations when writing songs?
It's always from real life experiences. Sometimes they're not even my own. Sometimes these things are happening to my friends and I just put them in the singer's perspective. So it always sounds like it's something happening to me, but it isn't always the case. It's sometimes, you know, my friends or my family, stuff like that, yeah.
So on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
This is Where the Wind Blows. This is a song, it's my dad's favorite song that I've written. It's sort of about traveling and going to your favorite places.
Well, joining me is singer-songwriter Sydney Riley. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Where the wind blows, it blows through all the windows and grabs at your curly brown hair. Where the wind blows, it don't need to be swallowed by anything but the clear air. But we are not the wind. Where the boats row, they row across all the rivers and crash through the salted shores. Where they all go, no one really seems to know. They say they all float to the core. But we are no such thing. I have waited too long for something that will never. House where the sky snows and I'm always alone, nothing is ever too loud, but I am not the wind.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest, Sydney Riley. So, Sydney, who had the most influence on your music?
I would say the bands that I listened to when I was younger. I was always a fan of classic rock, so Led Zeppelin, The Who, they're really big influences on me, more so in the lyrical sense, not necessarily in the instrumental sense. I'm not that great at playing guitar, but... yeah, definitely lyrically, a lot of Led Zeppelin influences.
So what do you see as your greatest strength?
Probably my voice. I've gotten that a lot, that people love my voice. I'm not the best guitar player, but I do my best. yeah, I'd say my voice. It's really fun to sort of shout out the things that you've always been wanting to say to people. So, yeah.
A good way to express it.
Yeah.
So you're scheduled to perform at the Hidden Agenda Cafe in Midland on September the 1st. What are you planning for this show?
It's going to be fun. I'm going to do a lot of originals. I'm going to do a couple covers that everybody loves that I do, but really it's... you know, it's something that the owners said specifically they wanted to help me out and give me a concert of my own, so I really appreciate that. They're really wonderful people there. So.
And they're also doing like a fundraiser because all the profit from the venues are going to the Sistema Huronia Music Academy. I hope I said that right.
Yeah.
And the OSPCA Midland District Animal Center.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Will you be hosting that as well during your show, or are you just going to be singing?
Well, I'm going to be the headliner, and all the proceeds will be going to either the SPCA or Sistema Music Academy.
Okay, so how much time do you dedicate to your music?
As much as I can, really. I do work two jobs, so it's kind of hard to devote my time, all of it, to music, but... most of it goes to there.
Yeah. You're a busy girl.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Hopefully touring at least Simcoe County, trying to make a living off of this, you know, getting gigs in different venues. And
recording an album.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you were asked to select just one CD, which one would it be?
It would be Houses of the Holy by Led Zeppelin. My favorite song in the world is on there, the Rain song. I got it tattooed on my shoulder. It's my favorite song in the world, so it would definitely be that one.
And where can we find more information?
Facebook.com/SydneyRileyMusic is a good place to start, and there it has a link to my SoundCloud where you can listen to some of the recordings that I've done.
Well, thank you, Sydney, for being my guest and wishing you continued success.
Thank you.
But before you go, can you introduce one more song?
Yeah, this song, it's called Say Something. It started off with the little riff that you'll hear. It's just me singing ooh, but it's more than that. It's the lyrics are something that were close to my heart, so I'm really happy to show it to you.
Okay, so we'll be listening to Say Something. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Fill this up with lies and secrets we need. need to see it. Far too long has this all gone on. Have you lost your mind? Now you've got no way out. You'll waste this all if you fill this up with lies and secrets. You need to see it. Far too long has this all gone on. Have you lost your mind?
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to congratulate Sydney Riley for her third place win at the Battle of the Sands competition and wishing her continued success. Sydney is scheduled to perform in Midland at the Hidden Agenda Cafe on September the 1st, where proceeds from the venue is going to both Sistema Huronia Music Academy and OSPCA Midland District Animal Center. For more information, visit her Facebook page at Sydney Riley Music. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy our unique and local programming. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.